Well, now to Honduras Gate, the alleged scandal you probably haven't heard of that seems to pose the question, are right-wing Latin American leaders plotting with Israel and the US to discredit left-wing Latin American nations and leaders, or is there a left-wing AI-powered conspiracy to discredit right-wing Latin American leaders? Which, if true, I suppose would make it Honduras Gate Gate. But one way or another, we are facing an international intrigue. So who better to ask about it than former Australian diplomat and now the managing editor of the geopolitics newsletter International Intrigue, Jeremy Dicker. Jeremy, thanks very much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Hey, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me, Julian.
So what is Honduras Gate, Jeremy?
It's a wild set of headlines absolutely dominating the Spanish-speaking world, but almost unheard of in much of the rest of the world.
Yeah,
it takes place in Honduras in Central America, which Australians might be familiar with as the original Banana Republic. It has a complicated history. I've spent some time there in my former life. But basically, it all started in late April when a mysterious Honduras Gate website appeared on a Swiss domain, the .ch domain that leakers like to use for its sort of notional data and privacy protection. Basically, this website, it purports to be by anonymous Honduran journalists, and they started dropping dozens of purported leaked audios from earlier this year, featuring a cast of characters that we can touch on a little bit later if you like. But basically, the plot that seems to emerge is that four conservative governments, so the US, Israel, Honduras, and Argentina, are supposedly cooking up a transnational media op to try and smear leftist leaders across Latin America. A couple of the targets are named specifically. They include people like Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, and Colombia's president, Gustavo Petro. And it's really set the region a flutter in the last few weeks.
Yeah, so as you say, it's big in the Spanish-speaking world, but less prominent in the English-speaking world. And I noticed that all the coverage seems to have a lot of qualifying terms about this audio, and there's a lot of mystery over whether or not it's genuine. So while it's attracted a lot of attention, how seriously are the alleged revelations in Honduras Gate being taken in your estimation, Jeremy?
Well, right now, I think most of the international press is rightly cautious for a few reasons. One is that Honduras does have a history of these sort of audio bombshells getting dropped and sort of lobbed at your political rivals. There was one building up to the Honduran elections late last year. And also, there are a few other reasons why. I mean, some of the characters involved are just not exactly Boy Scouts. I mean, probably the main protagonist in Honduras Gate is the country's ex-president, conservative ex-president, a guy called Juan Orlando Hernandez.
His voice. He's an extraordinary figure. Could you just give us a bit of a Juan Orlando Hernandez primer?
Yeah, he's a real character. He was the conservative president of Honduras until 2022, and then almost immediately after stepping down from power, he finished his term. He was almost immediately arrested and extradited to the U.S., where he was convicted in 2024. He was sent to jail for 45 years for drug trafficking. You've got to try pretty hard to get convicted in a U.S. federal court and sentenced to 45 years in jail. The allegations were absolutely wild. Basically, that he was in cahoots with major organized crime groups, including Mexico's Sinaloa cartel. And we're talking like outrageous amounts of cocaine that he was supposedly helping ship. We're talking sort of 400 tons. Which it's kind of hard to measure, but that could be enough to supply Australia for like a century. You know? So he's no Boy Scout, but then to everyone's surprise and shock, late last year, President Trump actually pardoned him, and pardoned him just 2 days before Honduras was about to go into its high stakes, very finely balanced election. And so I guess that sort of plays into a lot of the scandal around Honduras Gate, because the way that the allegation is presented is it's as if it's a quid pro quo that Donald Trump, you know, supposedly pardoned Hernandez in return for Hernandez going and leading this, you know, cohort of right-wing governments to try and destabilize leftist rivals. The other cameo that makes a surprise appearance in all these leaks, talked about rather than their own voice, is Israel's Netanyahu. And, you know, supposedly the voice of this Hernandez character says that it was Netanyahu who pushed Trump to pardon him. And there's a bit of backstory there as well, because Hernandez actually shifted the Honduran embassy to Jerusalem in Israel, which, you know, is obviously always a priority for the Netanyahu government. There's a really wild cast of characters. But to go back to your question, you know, in terms of why there's this sort of mix of caution around how to cover it, it partly goes down political lines. If you look at some of the papers in the Spanish-speaking world who are running this with full fury, they tend to be more left-leaning papers who really are more likely to take this at face value. Some of the more conservative establishment papers are not giving it the time of day. You know, one of the again, maybe for fair reasons, one of the characters involved is it's a very hard left Spain-based outlet called Canal Red, and they've been the ones sort of partnering with the leakers. And so no matter which path you go down, there's just lots of question marks and doubts and double motives.
Mm. And Jeremy, have any of the main players, whether those allegedly taped in the Honduras Gate audio or the people that they're allegedly targeting, have they responded? Like, have we heard from Juan Orlando Hernandez on Honduras Gate?
Yeah, I mean, he's been furious. He's come out swinging on Twitter, absolutely denying it. He shared recordings of his voice and urged people to listen to his recordings, and then, you know, the alleged leaks, and you know, to say that this is, you know, they're insulting your intelligence, I think was his line. You know, everyone's denying it, and those arguing that it's legitimate, they have put out some kind of flimsy AI verification. Like, they sort of used some commercially available tools. There's one called Fenexia that comes from a startup in the Czech Republic that a lot of police and spies use for this kind of stuff. And, you know, they ran their own test and said, look, it's legitimate. But there's not really been any kind of independent AI lab analysis to really say whether we can believe these leaks or not. And it just leaves the whole kind of continent treading water in the meantime, wondering how to handle this story.
Yes, and overall, I'd say the tone of International Intrigues coverage has been cautious and sceptical, but you've also written that even if Honduras Gate audio is fake, that in itself is revealing. I wonder if you could, we've only got about a minute left, but if you could give us your take on that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do think there's a chance that this could be some kind of deliberate disinformation by some kind of authoritarian government. You know, I was just listening last night to a Spanish language podcast about all of this scandal, and it turned out it was being put out by Russia's Sputnik, which is a state propaganda network. So there are all kinds of reasons why there would be US rivals keen to discredit and distract the US in its own part of the world. But even still, it just speaks, I think, to some of the challenges ahead for Latin America, real deep political polarization, not a lot of trust in institutions, their own politicians, media. And, you know, the sort of the role that organized crime and left-right proxy wars, it's quite the cocktail. We've got some big elections in the region coming up this year, and we'll certainly be watching with interest.
Well, it's nothing if not intriguing. Jeremy Dicker from International Intrigue, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra this morning to explain Honduras Gate.
Great to be with you. Thanks, Julian.
And Jeremy, as I said, is the managing editor of the excellent publication International Intrigue.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.